The scripture says, unto him shall the gathering of his people be. And as we have gathered unto him tonight, the Lord is here in our midst. I said, the Lord is here in our midst. Hallelujah. Our focus prayer for today is on commanding the power of increase. Commanding the power of increase. You see, time and again, I've always said that there is nothing wrong with starting small, but there is everything wrong with remaining small. Do you understand that? There is nothing wrong with starting small, but there is everything wrong with remaining small. So it means that it's okay when we start up with anything in life in a small way. It's okay. It's okay. But if after a long time we still remain at that small level, then there is everything wrong with it. God is a God of increase, and God desires that his children will continually increase. The scripture says the path of the righteous is like a shining light. It shines what? Brighter and brighter. So it is expected that with the coming of every day in our lives, that we are ushered into a better place, spiritually into a higher realm. It ought not to be said that our past is higher than our future. No, it's an error. Hallelujah. Amen. So very quickly, there are a few points I want to discuss before we will rise to pray. And these are facts that concerns increase. We must understand that increase comes from God. 1 Corinthians and chapter number 3. I'll read verse 6 and 7. It says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God did what? Gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Friends, increase comes from God. Increase comes from God. If you want to experience increase in life, move from one level of glory to the other. Move from one height to the other. You must have to do what? Connect with God. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. It's possible you can plant, another person can water, but if God refuses to bring increase, you discover that your effort is in vain. That's the reason the scripture says that it's not of him that runneth, it's not of him that willeth, it's but of God that does what? Shows mercy. And again it says, in vain do the watchmen do what? Watch. If the Lord does not keep a city, the watchman stays awake, but what? In vain. So God is a source of increase. Anytime we are desiring increase in life, maybe in your business, maybe in a sphere of life, maybe in anything you find yourself, you must always run to God. And the truth is, any person that God lifts is lifted. Nobody can bring him down. Did you hear what I said? When God lifts a person, nobody can bring him down. But when man lifts you, believe me, man can bring you down. But when your lifting comes from God, no matter what people do or try, you will still remain there. Praise the Lord. The second thing we should understand about increase is that increase is a command. God commanded us to do what? Increase. God does not like it when we maintain a small phase of life. And that's why I said it's okay if we start small, but there's everything wrong when we remain small. Because increase is a command. God has commanded us to do what? Increase. When you read Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, let's quickly locate that scripture verse again. Genesis chapter 1. I'll be showing you all these scripture verses so that you can see it for yourself. Verse 28. There the scripture says, "And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply." A translation says, "Be fruitful and increase, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that creepeth upon the earth." So increase is a command. God has commanded us to increase, to have dominion, to subdue everywhere. God wants us to be in charge. And friends, as a child of God, you ought to be in charge of everything around you. God has commanded you to do so. If we are not in charge, there is something wrong. He says, God bless them. God bless them. God bless them. Friends, we are blessed beyond a curse. You discover that even at the fall of man, God did not curse man. Praise the Lord. God did not curse man. What God did was that the Bible says, God said, "Curse is the ground for your sake." God was so angry with Adam for what had happened, but God could not place a curse on him because God had already blessed him. Now what God had to do was to find a way around it to punish him. But as a consequence, being that Adam was already blessed and the curse couldn't come on him, what God did was to curse the ground. He didn't curse man. He said, "Curse is the ground because of you. Now when you sow, it will produce thorns and thistle." The curse was not put on Adam. It was put on the ground. And that's why till today I still tell people, if you want to find effective deliverance, effective land deliverance, so to say, is not about the land. Any curse upon a land is because of the sin of the people. I'll say this again. Any curse upon a land is because of the what? The sin of the people, not the land itself. So if there's going to be land deliverance, the people must turn from the sin or the wrong things they have done. If they have not turned from those things, if you like, anoint the ground, nothing works. Because whatever that is on the ground as a cause is always as a result of the sin of man. Did you hear what I said? God had to curse the ground. And that's why the Bible says, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways." God says the moment they do that, with or without prayer, Father, I will hear their voice. I will heal their what? Their land. So the prerequisite is the people turning from their sin, not focusing on the land. Today we have many land deliverance ministers. They go to your village, they cut all the trees there. By the time you come to the village, you can't see economic fruits to eat, because they are delivering the land. May God help us. Friends, the problem is always with man, not with the land. Hallelujah. So he blessed them. He says, "Be fruitful and increase." Somebody say, "I will increase." Come on, shout it louder. In 2021, I will increase. I will increase. I must end this year bigger than I began it. That is what it ought to be. God bless them. God bless them. So increase is a command. If you are not walking in increase in life, there is something wrong. God wants you to increase. We also discover that increase brings glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now when you read Isaiah chapter 20 verse 15, let's go there very quickly. Isaiah chapter 26. Verse number 15. It says, "Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast moved it far unto all the ends of the earth." Increase brings glory to God. He said, "You have increased the nation and you are what? Glorified." Anytime we are experiencing increase, Glory is going to God. Are you aware of that? Anytime you're experiencing increase in your life, in your business, you are progressing, you are advancing, there is glory that God is taking. God feels excited when we begin to increase in life. Believe me, glory gets to God. But anytime you are complaining, anytime your head is down because there is nothing working around you, it takes glory that God should have gotten. Friends, this year, your life will bring glory to God. Your business will bring glory to God. You will experience increase that God will be glorified consigning. You ought to experience such increase. It ought to happen in everything around you. Your business, your finance, increase. God wants us to live in the realms of increase. We also see that increase is a force for dominion as it helps to subdue our enemies. This year, you will subdue your enemies through the power of increase. I said you will subdue your enemies through the power of increase. Look at Psalm chapter 66 and verse number 3. It says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. Hallelujah. This year, every of your enemy will submit to you. I say every of your enemy will submit to you. As you increase, as you move from grace to grace, as you move from glory to glory, every of your enemies will bow in the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 26 and from verse number 12. It says, then Isaac, somebody put your name there, then Chukwunonso sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. This year God will bless you. I say God will bless you. The scripture says, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, and great stores of servants, and the Philistines. For all the wells that his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. That will be your testimony this year. Isaac increased and increased and increased and waxed so strong. The Bible says he dwelt in the land that God has asked him to dwell. And there the blessings of God came upon him. As a consequence, he began to increase. He began to increase and he waxed strong and became very great to the point that people began to envy him. Praise the Lord. So if people have not begun envying you, now I'm not talking about poor people envying you, because there are certain people that when they envy you, you know that something is still wrong. We want the likes of Dangote to look at your resources and begin to envy it. What is happening around this man? It means God has begun to lift you. We want nations. The scripture says Abimelech was a king. It was Abimelech that drove him away. He said, leave the land. You want to take everything? You have taken cattle. You have taken sheep. You have gathered everything to yourself. You want to take everything in our land? Please leave for us. Leave for us. And the young man smiled. Even the well he dug, the scripture says they went and filled it with sand. That is just to make sure that he doesn't have what to feed his flocks. But even at that, God was blessing him. When the blessings of God is upon a man, nobody can stop him. Amen. Nobody. They end and tell, they said, okay, please, leave us. Just go, 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 go. And that was how the young man walked away. But the blessings was upon him. Hallelujah. So increase is a force for dominion. as it helps you submit, you know, subdue your enemies. When you begin to increase in life, even your enemies will naturally bow to you. Those that don't want to see your face, this year, God will bring you to a place of lifting. God will embarrass you financially, that the same people will come to you to ask for aid. They will come. When a man is in need, all he is after is where his problem will be solved. Are you following me? That is his major concern. That is his major concern. So even if he sees somebody that looks like his enemy that can help him, he has no option than to submit to himself and get what he wants. Praise the Lord. So we also see that increase in oneself amounts to increase in life. Increase in one's self amounts to what? Increase in life. So you must have to increase in your grace level. You must have to increase in faith. You must have to increase in wisdom. So when there's personal increase going on in your life, automatically it will affect the increase in your life. When you read 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 12, the Bible tells us, okay, let's look at that scripture verse very quickly. That was a story of Ahithophel. 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse number 12. It says, and Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonites, David's counselor, from the city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifice. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. The moment Absalom joined Ahithophel joined Absalom, the Bible says the conspiracy was strong. And the people began to do what? Increase. That's the way these things work. There was a wisdom that was on Ahithophel. There was a great wisdom he had. So as a matter of fact, if you want to increase in life, also ensure that you increase in yourself. As you grow your capacity, you grow the tendency to get more done. Did you hear what I just said? That's the thing there. There are certain results, I say this again, you cannot see in life until you are operating from a higher dimension of grace. There are certain results you will not be able to see. And that's why it's important that we grow in grace. Because as we grow in grace, we are open to more what? Possibility. The same thing happens as we grow in faith. We are able to achieve and do more. As we grow in wisdom, will be able to what? Do more. The moment Ahithophel joined Absalom, the scripture says the conspiracy became strong. More people began to join Absalom because they knew Ahithophel was a man of wisdom. Praise the Lord. This year, God will grant you wisdom and ideas that you will put in your business that will bring increase unto you. Amen. We need such wisdom. And let me end with saying, increase helps command influence. Increase help command what? Influence. With increase, your voice can be heard. Yes. With increase, your voice can be what? The Bible speaks of a poor man who through his wisdom delivered a city. But nobody did what? Nobody remembered him. Even the poor man is forgotten of his neighbor. With his wisdom, he delivered the city. But because he was a poor man, nobody cared about him. Nobody cared about him. I listened to a man of God tell a story of a man who lost his father. He was the eldest son. And when his father died, he didn't even know his father died. Nobody even informed him. It was then when people began to call
from, you know, the village and different places. You know, that was when he discovered they have already fixed date for the burial. And when they were calling for condolence. And the man was like, ah. He said, do you say Papa died? He said, yes, Papa has long died. When he went home to inquire, they said, oh, there is no need to inform you now. If we tell you, there's nothing you can do. He said, we felt there was no need to inform you. You can't do anything. That is what poverty can cause. They arrange the burial, they fix the date. And then people now began to call him. He now learned and knew that his father had died. They said, all the while you've been coming, we've been giving you money. So we felt instead of wasting that one, let's add it to the burial. There's nothing you can do. Poverty. Praise the Lord. There are places that when certain people haven't come, a meeting cannot begin. Even a family meeting, they will postpone it because the person who has money in his pocket haven't come down. Now this Omona meeting cannot hold today, oh, because we will fix the meeting next time, and they will share grace and go home because the person who has the money wasn't available in the meeting. Increase brings influence. This year, God will so much increase you that anywhere you find yourself, you will become an influence. You would influence things around you. We need increase. We need increase. Friends, I've always told you, there is nothing wrong with being so rich. In fact, the Bible encourages us, we need to have as much as we need to be very rich and prosperous. It's not a sin. It is the love of money that the scripture is against, not money itself. Did you hear what I said? A poor man can even have the love of money. A poor man. The small one he has, he holds so strongly onto it. He so much loves, he doesn't want to part with it. It's the love of money. So when we talk about love of money, don't look for big men. Did you hear what I just said? Don't say it is big men, you have not reached that level. No! Even with that small you have, you can have the love of money. You don't want to part with it. You want to keep everything to yourself, even when you have very little. It is the love of money that the scripture is against, not money itself. We need to be prosperous. I've always told you that money is neutral. Money is not evil. Money is not good. It's just what? Neutral. But what happens is that money takes on the character of the possessor. When a wicked man is with money, money does what? Wicked works. But when a righteous man is with money, you see money do righteous works. We need to see more righteous works in this nation. And that is why money must shift from the hands of the wicked to the people of God. We need it. We need it. We need it. When Jesus Christ died, it had to take the, you know, Pilate to pay some people money. He said, go and announce in the streets that the disciples came and did what? Stole his body. It was money. They paid people money. Go and announce the disciples came and stole his body. It even had to take a rich man, Joseph of Arimathea, who went there to do what? Demand for his body. It wasn't a poor man that went there. Everybody ran away. The disciples deserted. Everybody ran away. It was a man who had increase, who had voice, and who had influence that went there and said, give me the body of Jesus. If that man never had influence, they would have captured him the moment he came. There is a voice that influence gives to you. Friends, you need it. Are you listening to me? Gone are the days when we tell the world to take everything and give us Jesus. Gone are those days. Did you hear what I said? It was out of ignorance. When you have Jesus, you have everything. You have everything. You have prosperity. You have riches. He opens you to doors of abundance. Being a Christian, being a believer, doesn't make you utterly useless. You can be a standing Christian and be very, very effective and useful
on earth. That will be your portion. That is increase. It's a command. Have dominion over everything. And you can't do it without the power of increase. God will cause you to increase this year. Like Isaac, you will wax strong. You will become great and become very great, that people will begin to envy you. Let's rise to our feet. We need increase. We need increase. If you are okay with the small place where you are, God help you. Okay? I don't have a problem with that. If you're okay with it, okay, just continue there. But some of us need what? Increase. Yes. Yes. If you think increase and being rich will cause you to backslide, may God be giving you small so you won't backslide, because your faith is important to us. May God be giving you small. But those who are positioned and have come and gotten to the point where they are spiritually minded, that they can deal with the forces that connect with riches, may God increase them. Raise your voice and begin to talk to God. You need increase. Not just financially. Everything around you. There should be progress around you. That is increase. Everything around you is advancing. That is increase. That is increase. The moment everything around you begin to advance, begin to move forward, you are at the point of increase. It gives honor to God. It gives glory to God when the people of God are prospering. Just open your mouth and begin to talk to God tonight. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Whatever the Lord will lay in your heart, just take the next few minutes before we raise focus prayer points.
Father, Lord,
you need increase.
Upon us. Father, increase in every
area. I have begun small, but I won't remain small.
Lord, in every area of our lives, we need increase, Lord.
I won't remain small.
Father, increase us.
I won't remain small.
Father, increase us.
Every new day, greater levels.
May we be lifted
increase,
among the
increase,
great ones, Lord. My
increase.
Father, my God.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
In Psalm 105 verse 24, the scripture says he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. You're going to raise your voice and pray that this year and beyond, that the Lord will increase you greatly and make you stronger than your enemies.
Amen.
Raise your voice and begin to pray. At whatever level, at whatever phase, in whatever level of comparison, that the Lord will increase you and make you stronger than your enemies. You will be a voice that will be heard. You will be a voice that will be heard. Oh God, increase me continually. Make me stronger than my enemies. Wherever, whoever. My hands shall be strengthened. My hands shall be strengthened. Great increase. Increase on all sides. 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 In everything that concerns us. Oh God, we shall be stronger than our enemies. We shall be stronger than our enemies. We shall be stronger than our enemies. Enemies, those that hate to see us, Lord, we shall be increased. We shall be greater than them. We shall be greater than them. A people we know not will serve us in this year 2021. You are the one that gives power to make wealth. You are the one that brings increase. Oh God and my Father, we decree tonight, we shall be stronger than our enemies, even as a nation, even as a church. Precious Lord, in this nation, believers shall be stronger than their enemies. The children of the born women will not take control over this nation. The children of the bond women
will not take control over this nation. The voice of the church shall be heard. The voice of the church shall be heard. Believers will be stronger than their enemies over this nation. We raise our voice tonight. We begin to contend in the place of prayer. Every influence of the enemy, every influence of the gate of hell, to silence the voice of the church. We bind them tonight. We bind them tonight. The church shall be stronger than their enemies individually. Lord, increase our rest upon us. We shall move from grace to grace. We shall move from strength to strength. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
We're going to pray, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Increase my greatness.
Increase my greatness.
And comfort me on every side.
And comfort me on
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Raise your voice and begin to pray. Increase my greatness. The Bible says Isaac waxed strong and became very great. Increase my greatness and comfort me on all sides. In 2021, the comfort of heaven shall be my portion. Increase my greatness. Lord, I will not be small. I will not be small. I will not be small. I will not remain small. Increase my greatness. Oh God, it shall not be said of me that, Lord, I was great before and now I am not. Increase my greatness. My past will not be better. Someone raise your voice and begin to pray. Increase my greatness as I become comforted on all sides. God of increase, you are the one that brings increase. God of increase, increase my greatness. Increase my greatness. I will work stronger. I will move from grace to grace. I will move from strength to strength. Precious Lord, increase me exceedingly. Increase me exceedingly. Increase me exceedingly.
Libolo sheketo li balagara mashakada rababa
increase my greatness. I will flourish. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
In Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 11, the scripture says, and I will multiply upon you men and beasts, and they shall increase and be fruitful, and I will settle you after your old estates, and you will do better, and I will do better unto you than at the beginning, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. I will do better unto you than at the beginning. We're going to raise our voice and begin to pray that our later days in this life must be greater than the years we have lived. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
Now that suggests that all the things you have experienced in time past that you saw as a glory, wait and see. Greater glory is returning because it's an error for your past to be better.
Amen.
Raise your voice and begin to pray. I will settle you more than in the beginning. Oh God, my past will not be better than my future. There shall be no testimony of my past that I have not experienced in my future. Let the glory be restored. Let the glory be restored. There shall be no testimony of my past. Oh God, that I cannot see for today. Everything that wants to program my past to be greater than my future, I rise against them tonight. I will multiply upon you men and beasts. They shall increase and bear fruit. Oh God, my future will be better. My future will be greater. That which is ahead of me, it will be greater. It will be greater. Increase on all sides. Increase on all sides. Lende de linda la da da da. Imalinde lebo shakata. Imaliga da da da. Liketo paranda gada. Leketo limama shakata. Liga da la endele. Linda la gada la gada. Liga da 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 da. Shendele de 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 de. Linde de 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 de. Imalaku shakata. Sheketo salabandike. My past will not be greater. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
It was Jabez who prayed and said, oh Lord, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. I've said this. There's a difference between blessing and blessing indeed. I can explain that. A blessing is something you have that can keep you excited. But when it has become a blessing indeed, it involves all round positioning. A situation where somebody earns 300,000 per month and he has a terminal sickness that will drive him abroad to spend in millions every 4 or 5 months. Is there a blessing there?
No.
There's no blessing yet. When there's a blessing, it affects all round. A situation where you have a big business that everybody in your family is coming to you for assistance. Will your head come up? No. Your head can't come up. You are the only person who has the money. Every member of your family comes to feed from you. We can't see the impact of your blessing. But are you being blessed? Yes, but it's not a blessing indeed. But when others are raised, we can see the impact. When you experience a blessing indeed, it becomes something that will be more obvious. Not that you are having something here and there is something somewhere draining everything, then you can't enjoy it. Jabez said that you will bless me indeed. Oh God, bless me indeed. Someone raise your voice and begin to pray. Blessing indeed. All around me. My health will be blessed. My family will be blessed. Everything that surrounds me will be blessed. So that I can enjoy what you have given to me. Oh God. Bless me indeed. Not just me alone. People around me will feel the impact. Lord. My health will be secured. My finances. My children will give me joy. Everything around me will will be a robbing of all the blessing. Bless me indeed. Let it affect everything around me. Let it affect my family. Let it affect the church. Let it affect every one of us. Oh God, power to be blessed indeed. Bless me indeed. I will not be the only one lifted in my family. Other heads will come up. I will not have money and not enjoy it. Oh God, bless my health, bless my finances, bless my marriage, bless my career, bless everything that concerns me, bless my children, bless me indeed. Shale paradia, zika tope lekete, kataparu siyanda matuskehila, inketole sepere tusisayana, kitapatone sektehila, sheka topi baruskeya. My children will feel the impact. Everything around me will be blessed. Oh God, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 2 verse 52, the scripture says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with man. He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. He increased in favor. We're going to marry the 3 points of them. Increase in wisdom, increase in stature, increase in favor. Rest upon me. Raise your voice and begin to pray. I will increase in wisdom. I will increase in stature. Stature speaks of influence. Stature speaks of influence. I will increase in favor. Oh God, you are the God of increase. Increase me in wisdom. Increase me in influence. Increase me in favor. All round increase. Increase in wisdom. Increase in influence. Increase in favor. Increase in favor. In 2021, I increase in favor.
Makusa ketori malaga lende
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
It was in 2 Samuel 15:12 the scripture says, and Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from the city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifice. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. We're going to pray. Every conspiracy that is against us, that is increasing, oh God, turn their wisdom to foolishness. Did you hear what I said? Oh Lord, every conspiracy
against my life,
against my business,
against my family,
against anything that concerns me,
that is increasing.
Oh Lord,
turn their wisdom to foolishness.
Raise your voice and begin to pray. Every conspiracy In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
In Hosea chapter 4 verse 7, the scripture says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. You're going to raise your voice and pray. Oh Lord, let no increase in my life turn me from you. That's a powerful prayer. That's a powerful prayer. There are many people that don't have time for the things of God because they have become so prosperous. Their business is growing, they don't have time, so to say. But when one problem comes, that church they've not been attending, they will remember to attend it. Oh God, let no increase in my life turn me away from you. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Let your blessings in my life not turn me from you. Let it not turn me from seeking your face. Let it not turn me from seeking your face. Let the blessings you have rained upon me not be my distraction. Oh God, Let the things you have given to me not be my distraction. Help me, precious Lord. In the midst of abundance, I shall remain focused. In the midst of plenty, I will seek your face. In the midst of abundance, I will seek your face. Let the blessings of God not turn me away. Let influence, let increase, let knowledge, ketonde ketosia, ibarus keto pipalata, mashende yede ketosa, inklapa tonde sekaruka, sekle ketonde zelele, jakato sekalapa, rupatanda zeyende ketosia. Leanda katos ke ama.
Mashendele baba. Imaleko shagadara. Makanda baba. Shendele baba. Lena
rara. Shalake to supra hadania. Imaleke to
imalagara. Ishanda rara.
Lapate ke to skupa ruke to saya. Imaleke shakatara
baba.
Sheke to si sole paru sekaya.
Landa rara.
Masheke to ndeke prabida.
Sheke
te.
Malike to
roba.
Linda na Ishandara baba igadala galaga lende Ishandala baba mashendere balanda lalaga makushaka taraba baba randelege mashandara baba liga daraba lagadagara mashengendere balandele baba randosha lamparandele de ekadara baba baba Parando shakatari male, ishandandana leke tori mama, lakusha katari male ke tori baba, makanda da, lenden dele balandele, lenden dele malaga da, ishandanda likandara, makusha katara ha, leke toro
bo, lembala
kandanda na na,
let your blessings not turn me away from you. Let the gifts of God not be a reproach in my life. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 6 verse 7, the scripture says, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. We're going to pray that the word of God will increase in our lives. Hallelujah. This year will be a year that we will pay greater attention to the word of God.
Amen.
That the word of God will increase in my life. Someone raise your voice and begin to pray. Increase of the word. Increase of the word of God in my life. Oh God, whatever will want to take your word away from me, whatever will want to take the revelation of the scriptures from me, and the word of God increased, let there be a continual increase of your word in my life. Let there be a continual increase of your word in my life. And the word increased and prevailed. Let the word prevail in my life. Let the word prevail in every situation around me. Let the word prevail. Let the word prevail. Let the word increase in my life. Let the word of the Lord increase in my life. Oh God, the word shall not be lacking on my life. The word of the Lord shall not be lacking in my life. It shall increase continually. Let there be an increase of your word. Let there be an increase of your word. Let there be an increase of your word. Let there be an increase of your word in my life. Let there be an increase of your word.
La malikendele malagada gada ishandara parando shala.
Let there be an increase of your word in my life. Let there be an increase of your word in my destiny. In everything that concerns me, let your word increase.
Le balamba baba he kadalaba le kendele
bobo. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are the God of increase. I pray for everyone. This year, they would experience increase.
Amen.
This year they would experience increase.
Amen.
They would experience blessings indeed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone already that is blessed, but there are things around him or her draining the things you have granted to them, that the impact of the blessings cannot be felt. We silence that devourer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Devouring through sickness, devouring through, you know, many lacks of the people around them, we decree, oh God, it is silenced in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This year, it shall never be said that our past had become better than our future.
Amen.
We shall never have a testimony of what to glory about that was in the time past.
Amen.
It shall be things to glory of that is ahead of us. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone here tonight that had had a testimony of what he used to be before, I pray this night, oh God, greater than that glory of the past.
Amen.
Rest upon them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Greater than that glory of the past. Rest upon them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Greater than that glory of the past. Rest upon them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I cover everyone in the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
As we come before you in the communion tonight, precious Father, as we do this again in remembrance of what you have done on the cross, Lord, anyone seeking body, I decree healing in the name of Jesus. Let the speakings of the blood of Jesus continually speak over our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray.